Welcome to another edition of the Travel Calumet Original Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Sense, and with me today are Carrie Futch and John Wolfel from the Wolfel Homestead. That's located, exactly where are we located in? Are we in Chilton or are we in New Holstein out here?
New Holstein area code, but we're really quite nestled between the two towns.
Okay. So kind of outside of Hayton too, huh?
Right, yeah, closer to Hayton than either, I believe.
Okay. And for those of you that don't know where Hayton, Wisconsin is, it's this beautiful community that has this church on the highest, one of the highest points in the county on it, and it's just a beautiful view, sweeping views. And one of the things that you should be able to see with that view is where we are right now, if I imagine that correctly, or pretty close to it. So I am outside. You might be hearing birds chirping, and for those of you that know that we are an audio-only media, I am looking at a beautiful pond that has diamonds dancing on it today. You hear the birds in the background. It's just a perfect spring morning. John and Carrie, you want to just talk to us why this area is just so important to you and the beauty that's here?
Well, first of all, this is my family homestead, settled or bought by my great-great-grandfather, George Wolfel, in 1855. So my kids are, I believe, the sixth generation that will be here, and so growing up here has always been a truly amazing experience, and just
that's so beautiful. I mean, how can you not have an amazing childhood growing up here, folks? It's just, I mean, I'm looking around and it's just, there's plantings here that are new, and I'm looking at two boats that are that people can take out, canoes out on the water. Those are actually called kayaks, I believe. Sorry, I'll get the right word. We came through this beautiful barn, so maybe we'll talk a little bit about that. I mean, you have a lot of things happening here. Can you maybe give listeners an idea of what all is taking place?
We decided to renovate the barn that was built in 1855 and create a venue. So that we can host, have parties, weddings, corporate events, reunions, all sorts of gatherings in the barn. And we were fortunate enough to come into a really well taken care of barn. John's family and ancestors really took pride in making sure that the barn was going to last. So we definitely greatly benefit from that. So we opened the venue about a year ago when construction on the bathrooms were complete. And we also have a getting ready area in the old milk house that has its own separate bathroom. So we've been able to create a lot with what was once the family dairy farm. So, and then moving forward, we also are excited to add on a winery to the mix. So the name is Wolf and Fox Winery. Okay. At the Wolfel Homestead.
Can you give listeners an idea of what went into the planning on that, when it's opening, what the longer term goals of the winery are?
Well, when we moved here in 2021, we moved back from California, and where we were both there for about 25 years, and the farm was just calling me, and the timing was just felt right with everything that was happening at the time, and the land just really lended itself to this agriculture and growing things. Almost anything grows here within the zones, you know, and trying to plant a vineyard seemed like the next step, the right step. And so in 2022 we planted an acre of cold hardy varietals, and this will be the third year now. We're hopeful that we'll see some grapes this year.
Okay. And are they white grape?
Yeah, we have five varietals, two whites, the Saint Pepin and the Crescent, and then three red varietals, Marquette, the Petite Pearl, and a Frontenac.
Okay. And is the goal to be a large production facility, or is it more to a kind of a niche market? What are you looking for there?
We kind of want to be able to manage it ourselves and stay relatively small. We just want to be able to live off this land and support ourselves, and invite the public to just enjoy what we're doing and have that experience as when they come to visit. So I don't see us going much larger than 3 acres, maybe a little bit more, but
yeah,
it's more manageable in the vineyard and in the production of it. Mm-hmm. if we stay smaller.
And having people out, what kind of activities are you envisioning with folks visiting and coming out and spending some time out here?
We are really looking forward to having events that are also open to the public, in addition to the private events that we've been hosting. And in fact, we have 4 musical concerts, barn concerts planned this summer, our first one being June 1st, our opening day. We're going to have a really great bluegrass band, the Wick Snippers, out on that day. Later on in June, on the 29th, we're going to have blues and jazz singer Aaron Krebs. And then in July, I think it's the 12th or 13th.
13th.
It's the 13th. Thank you. We're going to have kind of this alt-country Americana band, Frank Martin Bush and the Names. And in August, we're going to have this folk duo from Madison, the Spine Stealers. So, you know, we hope that folks can come out and see what's happening here, enjoy some wine and some live music. We're going to have more events, different varied types of events that are open to the public over time, but those are sort of the first ones in our opening year. But yeah.
A beautiful outdoor facility. What would happen if you had a band here and it unfortunately rains that night? Where would you do?
It would be in the barn.
Okay. Right. Can you talk about the barn a little bit?
The barn, yeah. Oh, yeah. So the nice thing about the barn is it's really buttoned up. And so, you know, whatever's happening outside, we're cozy inside. We have some fans in there on days when it's hot and muggy. And you know, all of the barn concerts will be in the barn, rain or shine. And of course, the grounds will be open for people to mill about on nice days like today.
Mm-hmm. And we have enough space in there to comfortably seat 150 people. So it's a good amount, but also not too large.
Manageable, yeah.
It's very manageable. And
yeah, and you know, the thing about that's a little different maybe than some of the other wineries or venues is that our events are ticketed events because they're in the barn. So we need to honor our capacity and, you know, make sure that that it is comfortable for those that come. So the way to purchase tickets is through our website. So everything is pre-sale and you can go on there and it's really easy to purchase tickets. Kids under 12 are free, and it's all ages events. We make sure that all of our events are family friendly atmosphere. So,
what's the website address?
Well, it's Wolf spelled out and Fox
Winery.com.
So. Okay.
All right. Yeah. So if you want to get tickets, you can go there. And we'll come back to that at the end of the program,
sure,
too, as well. So you have the barn. And so in addition to the winery, you have an open venue space there as well. Can you maybe talk about some of the different things that you do in the barn right now besides the concert series?
Well, we had last year, we hosted a memorial service, which was beautiful and wonderful. And so we're, you know, that's an option. We also have had yoga in the barn. A good friend of mine needed some space, and her students were more than happy to come and do some yoga in our beautiful barn. We're looking forward to having an open mic night and possibly kind of more than one, a series of open mic nights. So we're in talks about that. And other things that we're dreaming of in the future have to do with an artisan craft fair once a year, possibly, and maybe even some variety shows. So performers, acting, anything like that, just to bring the arts and to bring music to our tiny corner of rural Wisconsin. we think it's important to support the arts. So.
And we're also thinking about things like winemaker dinners, where it's like wine, and we'll have a speaker come, like naturalists. I mean, we live in such a beautiful environment, with surrounded by marshland, and like as you hear the birds and everything. So we think it would be great to have people come and talk about
what they know.
Right.
Yeah.
So
you obviously then, in addition to that, I know that looking at the website, you do destination weddings as well. Can you maybe just talk a little bit about that? If somebody who's maybe planning a wedding, they'd like to get married, why would they want to think of coming to your homestead for that?
Yeah, that's a great point. We welcome weekend-long celebrations. Those types of packages are really special because families can really drop in with each other. And so they come, they rent the space, they can be here Friday to set up, to have the whole day. We have the pond to fish in, we have mini golf out here, and lots of lawn games for them to enjoy leading up to the wedding day. Rehearsal dinners can be a cookout next to the pond or by the creek, walks in the woods, and you know, just a feeling of a relaxed and peaceful place to be on, you know, during one of the most important events of a couple's life. This is a destination. You know, we're in the middle of so many things in the county. I feel like we're sort of centrally located between Sheboygan, Fond du Lac, Appleton, Green Bay, you know, not too far from everything. And I think that lends itself to a destination wedding in and of itself.
30 minutes from everything.
Yeah.
Closer than you think, right? Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So you've got this beautiful facility, and it's been in the family for generations. What do you think that your great-great-grandfather would think of what you've got going on here and what you're looking to accomplish?
I mean, all I can say is I would hope that they'd get a kick out of seeing like a vineyard out there, and because a lot of hard work historically has happened on this farm. I was milking cows with my dad up until I was 18 and went off to school, and so I know what it was like, and I also know that it was probably a lot harder back then. And so for some of my ancestors to come back and see a vineyard and the potential for making wine in some of the buildings that they used to milk cows, I think they'd just be blown away.
It's still hard work, though.
It's still hard work, but the daily commitment to the animals is obviously not there. I mean, outside of the chickens.
Yeah, the chickens need us.
But yeah, like my parents still on the farm, and my grandmother, who's still on the farm here, she's 102, 103 this year. She's just tickled by what's going on, the changes and everything, and they both they're all excited about how the potential and that potential being realized this year. So
yeah, I mean, I would say that we couldn't do this without the support that we've received from all of the family.
Absolutely.
And neighbors and friends of, you know, of the Wolfels. Like, we literally couldn't have gotten to this point without all of those hands and hearts invested, really, mm-hmm. in what's happening here.
The planting of the acre of vines. When family and friends and neighbors came out that day, we planted almost 1,000 vines before noon. And last weekend, we planted a forest, in a marsh area, over 600 trees we planted, again, with some of the family and friends and coming out. And they just really show up and have offered us so much support. And mm-hmm. I mean, I can't say it enough that they're truly
Yeah, it's definitely community supported endeavor. Right. We that you know this just this
because this farm historically means so much so to much. All of them.
Yes,
I had a cousin Mike who flew in with his son from Oklahoma because he grew up coming here a lot of the weekends over the summer times, and this is such a special place in his heart. So mm-hmm. it's stories like that also have been encouraging us to like create this.
Yeah, it does feel bigger than us, you know, yeah. like it matters to lots of people what happens here. And we're just happy to share it and to really continue to steward the land into the next 100, 200 years, you know.
Right.
And planting trees is sort of our way of giving back and honoring that legacy for the next couple generations forward.
Well, we've been, we were approached here in Calumet County by the folks at Discover Wisconsin. They run a program called Uniquely Wisconsin. I do know that we had many, many unique stories in Calumet County to cover, and we gave a list of different stories to the folks at Discover Wisconsin and Uniquely Wisconsin program to kind of go through an interview, and they picked some of the finalists, I guess, for lack of a better word of calling them. And you're one of those three that are going to be featured by Uniquely Wisconsin in their broadcast in September. Can you maybe walk through a little bit of that process from your end as far as what do you think that's going to do for you and why that is kind of a unique and an important opportunity for you?
Well, I didn't realize what that meant until I started watching the videos that were posted, and then I was beside myself and really excited about the, you know, that opportunity to be able to share what we're doing here, because of course it matters to us, but that other people would be interested in it too is really you know, kind of an honor, I guess, for me, that you know, that we can share what we're doing with other people.
Have they talked to you about filming and when that's going to be taking place?
We just scheduled about a week ago. They're going to be coming out for our July 13th barn concert is happening that day. So that'll be a really full day, and there'll be cameras and lots of folks, and you know, I think it's going to be a great day, and hopefully we have good weather. But even if we don't, like I said, the barn is fine, and it'll be great. Yeah.
So if people want to learn more, where could they go to learn more about the Wolfville Homestead?
So our website is really where I would direct people right now.
Okay.
We're working with someone right now to get our social media presence in order. So for now, it's really everything is happening through our website. And you can find us at wolfandfoxwinery.com. So it's all spelled out.
And there's links to the wolfahomestead.com as well from that. So you'll be able to find more information about our venue and bookings and things like that as
yeah,
well.
So we do, yeah, we had two websites because before we were ready to open up the winery, and it has its own label and LLC, we were operating solely as a venue. So that's why they're both there, but they're linked. So you can find us either way at wolfahomestead.com or at wolfandfoxwinery.com.
And do you have any other social media outlets at this point, or are those in development at the moment?
We're on Instagram. We did have a presence on Facebook, but we didn't. There were some hiccups there, so
Okay. We're
reassessing and working with someone to help us out with that. We have lots of skill sets between the two of us, but neither of us are really on social media, which I know is such a crazy thing to admit these days. but that's kind of where we are, and moving forward, we're gonna have more of a presence. We're just kind of trying to take things slowly and do it right.
Yeah,
just like everything.
Yeah, social media kind of took a back seat to a lot of the plantings and construction and quite literally finished the winery production space,
yeah,
like 2 months ago. So it's really
doing everything ourselves. It makes the timeline a little longer than we otherwise want, but it'll be worth it in the
end. There's so much satisfaction in doing it ourselves.
Well, it is exciting to see the process you guys are going through and what wonderful things you have going, and the beauty that you already have out here is just an opportunity for anybody, not just in Calumet County, but across northeastern Wisconsin, across the state, and or for that matter, anywhere in the world, to come and visit and see firsthand what is happening out here as the birds sing our choruses in our background for us. So, again, the name of the facility is, overall, is the Wolf Homestead, but it's the Wolf and
Fox Winery.
And it's opening on June 1st, and I'm sure you'll be hearing more. You can listen to future episodes of the podcast as we go forward. I'm sure we'll be talking with John and Carrie again. Also, check out Travel Calumet's website for more information and detail, and certainly go to the websites that Carrie mentioned earlier. So any last thoughts that you have for listeners? Why should they make this a stop, maybe, in their summer? Why should they come out and see what's going on out here?
I think that they will be pleasantly surprised at what we have going on. We endeavor to make great wines, and we're in this amazing, peaceful, beautiful location with a pond, two creeks that border the property. We're going to be having beautiful sheep on the pasture by next year.
Prairie Folk Farm.
Yep.
Our friends Kristen and Austin Pedon.
Yeah, they're gonna have some sheep on the property. So I think that it is gonna be a destination in and of itself. You know, bring your friends, bring your kids, and come out and have some great wine in a great location.
All right. Thanks again for being on the podcast. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Rick.